ॐ ज्ञानः तिमिरन्वश्व ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुन् श्रीयुतपादकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगाना रघुनाथनितं तं सजीवं स्वाद्वैतं सावधूतं पर्यनसहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादन सहगान ललित्वाश्रे विशाखन्वितांश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशो गोपिका कांतो राधाकांतो नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरंगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। नीलाचल निवासाय नित्याय परमात्मने बलभद्र सुभद्राभ्यं जगन्नाथाय ते नमः। नारायणं नमस्कृत्वं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो ययमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्तं भागवत सेवया। भागवत उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टुकी मुखं करोति वाचलं पंगु लंघयते गिरिं जत्कृपा तमहं वंदे परमानंद माधव श्रीगुरुदिनतारिणं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरम्। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 9 टेक्स्ट 35 द अपीयरेंस ऑफ द डीमन वृत्रासुरा। ॐ नमः भागवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भागवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भागवते वासुदेवाय। अथ त्वत्रो भवान् किं देवदत्तो इह गुण विश्वरागपतितः। इट्स अ डिफिकल्ट टू recite. Atho tatro bhavan kim? Devadatyo iha guna. Vishwaragyo patitaha. Paratantroyena swakrita. Kushalam kushalam palam. Upadivadyatyo asavid. Atma rama upashvamasilaha. Samanjasyo darshvana udastva iti. Ha bhavana vidhanvaha. Atho tatro bhavan kim devadatyo vad iha guna visarga patita. Paratantro yenasa kritvo kushalam kushalam phalam upadaivatyo ashavi. Atmaramayu pashanau silaha samanjvasyo darshvana udasto itiha bhavanna bidamaha. It's a very long what to do. Anybody can decide? Atha, therefore, tatra, in that, bhavaha, your lordship, kim, whether, devadatyavat, like an ordinary human being, forth by the fruits of his activities. Iha, in this material world. Guna visargaha patitaha. Fallen in a material body, impelled by the moods of material nature. Para tatrayenaha, by dependence on the condition of time, space, activity and nature, sakritaha, executed by oneself, kusalaha, auspicious, Akushalam, inauspicious, phalam, results of action, upadadati, accept, ashahavit, or atmaramahara, completely self-satisfied. Upa samasilaha, self-controlled in nature. Samanjasyo darsanaha, not deprived of full spiritual potencies. Udaste, remains neutral as the witness. Iti, thus, ha bhavaha, certainly, na vidmaha, we do not understand. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. These are our inquiries. The ordinary conditioned soul is subject to the material laws and he thus receives the fruits of his action. Does your lordship, like an ordinary human being, exist within this material world in a body produced by the material mood? Do you enjoy or suffer the good or bad results of action under the influence of time, past, work, and so forth? Or, on the contrary, are you present here only as a neutral witness who is self-sufficient, free from all material desires, and always full of spiritual potency? We certainly cannot understand your actual position. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that he descends to this material world for two purposes, namely paritranayo svadhunam vinasaya cha duskritam, to relieve the devotees and kill demons or non-devotees. These two kinds of action are the same for the absolute truth. When the Lord comes to punish the demons, he bestows his favor upon them. And similarly, when he delivered his devotees and gives them relief, he also bestows his favor. Thus, the Lord bestows his favor equally upon the conditioned souls. When a conditioned soul gives relief to others, he acts piously. And when he gives trouble to others, he acts impiously. But the Lord is neither pious nor impious. He is always full in his spiritual potency, by which he sows equal mercy to the punishable and the protectable. The Lord is apapa vidhayam. He is never contaminated by the reaction of so-called sinful activities. When Krishna was present on this earth, he killed many inimical non-devotees, but they all received sarupa. In other words, they returned to their original spiritual bodies. One who does not know the Lord's position says that God is unkind to him but merciful to others. Actually, the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 9:29, samaham sarva bhuteshu namidasyo siddhanna priya. I am equal to everyone. No one is my enemy and no one is my friend. But he also says, Ye vajante tumam bhakta moite teshu chap aham. If one becomes my devotee and fully surrenders unto me, I give him special attention. End of Srila Prabhupada's purport. Namah. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Jay Pataka Swami Niti Namine Namo Acharya Padaya Nitai Kripa Pradayine Gaura Katha Dham Daya Nagar Gram Tarine Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Swarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunnavadi Paschatadesh Tarine. I would like to thank this temple authority as allow me to discuss Srimad Bhagavatam among all exalted souls sitting here. So whatever I realized after reciting these words, translation and purport, I will try to discuss. If anything wrong, please bestow your mercy on me, consider as a very insignificant soul. So here requires very significant. This Lord influence this material nature by three modes: goodness, passion, and ignorance. Same time, Lord is very much equal also. Though he invented these three modes, but he takes his very nicely. Someone is a goodness mode, he is very much absorbed in his thoughts. Someone is a passion and ignorance, doesn't care him whether his presence is here or not. They don't bother those who are influenced, ignorance, passion, or both. They don't care. But Lord, he is very equal to everyone. Someone performing some devotional or spiritual activities, someone doesn't, but doesn't matter for him. He is in his own abode, in his own way. His way to enjoy this cosmic manifestation which he manifested. He's always enjoying. His mood is enjoyment. That's why the Lord came in this material world and become a devotee, Lord Chaitanya. So his soul, how to love or execute devotional service. So while Lord Chaitanya was traveling South India, he rescued two books. One book, Brahma Swangita, which confirmed the supremacy of Lord and who is Lord and his activities also. And another book called Krishna Karanamritam, about Krishna which pacified our ears like tasted by nectar. Krishna Karanamritam. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj mentioned Karanamrita Samo Buddhi Nahi Tribhuvane Jaha Hoite Hoy Krishna Madhurjo Gyane Sammandho Abhideho Hoy Nirobodhi Chaitanya Karanamrita Pore Nirobodhi. Meaning of this text, in this world, no comparison with any other literatures with Karanamritam, not even in the three worlds, heaven, earthly planets, and even in hell, nowhere, the books called Karanamritam. That this books given this knowledge, how to serve the Lord, how to render service to the Lord, and how to establish a relation with the Lord. So that's why Lord Chaitanya continuously reads this particular books among with his associates. And after that, Lord Chaitanya empowered some of his disciples, like all Goswamis, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Sirup Sri Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jiv Gopal Bhatta, Das Raghunath, these six Goswamis. They empowered to preach the concept of Karanamritams. Actually, though there is a lot of story within this box, while compiler Billamangal Thakur initially very much influenced by gratifying his senses, because the sensual situation as such, everybody wants to satisfy his senses. But while he came in contact with a prostitute, because he wants to gratify his senses so much, and she taught him, that if you attain your mind the Supreme Lotus Feet, you will be more satisfied. Somehow he convinced, then he started writing these books, his realization. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered his disciples to write some conclusion, some philosophy, some philosophical conclusion, so that people in general, while inclined to attain Krishna or Krishna's lotus feet, they will control their senses. So Rupa Goswami is the nectar of instruction. He composed their words. Vacho vegam, manasva vegam, kradha vegam, jihava vegam, udara vegam, upastha vegam. These six impetus, if one able to control very easily, one can attain this Krishna. One can conceive this Krishna's philosophy. What exactly Krishna wants. Sama sarveshu bhuteshu. He is equal to everyone. So that's why if someone doesn't like him, doesn't attend him, doesn't chant his name, so he is also blessed by him during his last breath. If someone continue with his holy name, with his different features, different pastime, different topic, he will always attain and he will enjoy like him. Like he is enjoying this cosmic manifestation, so his devotee also can enjoy just by commemorating his different pastime, different, form, different paraphernalia, different activities, so one can enjoy. So both of them will be blessed by the Lord. One will attain his gigantic form, fearful form, and one will attain his lovable form all the time. That's why Krishna Karnamritam Mahaprabhu very much introduced. From Krishna Karnamritam, Krishna's different topic starts. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once just he was traveling in West Bengal. There is a place called Mangaldihi, that village called Mangaldihi, district Murshidabad. He found a Gopal deity. As soon as he saw, he started thinking about Billa Mangal Thakur's composition, that how this Gopal deity revealed. Then he started querying one to another, that how this Gopal deities came. Then that pujari, he is narrating the story, how this Gopal appears here in this village. During Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, both brothers Balaram and Krishna used to grudging different places. In one place called Ramanreti, where all Jagyik Brahmanas, means some qualified Brahmana who used to perform some sacrifices. So that Brahmanas lives with their family. So while Krishna and Balaram goes there. So their wives gradually were attached with both brothers and used to offer them some sweet ball, laddu, different sweets. And Krishna Balaram both enjoyed. But once one Jagyik Brahman's wife slapped her tongue before her husband. This Krishna is a Bhagavan, supreme personality. Then that Brahmana got very angry and started chastising. How do you say like that? Vishnu is only Bhagavan. Krishna such a coward boy, how could be Bhagavan? So got lot of chastisement from her husband. But still develop love for Krishna. So he started by hidingly served Krishna. Every day offered different sweets. So in this way it was continuing. But one day Krishna came with his own deity form and gave it to the Jagabhamana's wife, that today onwards I will dissolve my coming. As I am coming every day, so I will not come tomorrow onwards. So keep it, this deity, with you, and I will remain 80 generation in your family. After that I will go somewhere. So in this way, Krishna, that coward boy, offered this deity to the Brahmana's wife, and she kept it hidingly, you know, in one corner, and every day used to offer. It was continuing, 80 generation finished. Then the person, he became a sannyasi, traveling mendicant, used to travel with this Gopal different places. And he came all the way from Vrindavan to that village. And he sat on one Brahmana's house, rock. He sat. So Brahmana, his wife and sisters, when it consists of three members of this family, they saw a sannyasi from somewhere is a sitting. So they asked where from, or is whereabouts, said I'm from Vrindavan, coming from Vrindavan. Then they gave some ingredients to cook, and the Brahmana, that sannyasi cooked, offered Gopal and distributed the prasad. So in this way, so continuing few days, then he felt this family is very nice. Then he asked, I want to keep this Gopal with you for some time. I will go to Nilachal Puri, Jagannath Puri, Purushottam month. I will spend over there and I will come back and take my Gopal. Please. Then they agreed. Okay, you keep it, your Gopal. Since the Gopal started staying with them, the Brahmana had a betel leaf garden, and he found that growing is more. Whatever betel leaf used to grow, now growing just double. So double means the double money, and then the which he was used to walk down to this market is shorter than shorter. So very, he doesn't fail. Any. So in this way he was growing a lot of money and started serving this Gopal with nice food, nice trash, nice ornaments. Like here our Radha Rasbihari ji been worshipped and taken care by these devotees so gorgeously. Similarly they started this family taking care of this Gopal very nicely. So after 4 months, that mendicant sannyasi returned and he saw this Gopal is dazzling his body and so beautiful and so much crown, food, opulently Gopal been worshipped. Then he is in doubt whether they will return my Gopal or not. Immediately he confessed that, look, I am a sannyasi, I cannot stay in one place so long and I have to move, so I will take my Gopal. Then three of them started approach, so please don't do that. That let that Gopal and you, we will take care both of you. Please don't do that. But he said, no, I am sannyasi, I cannot stay this place. Then I picked up this Gopal, put it in his bag and started running through this paddy field. And started, moved his heads, whether they are chasing or not. So in this way, the far away, he felt some tiredness and sat on that ground with Gopal and falling sleepy. So Gopal came in dream that I promised to be in your family 80 generation, which is already over. Now, I would like to stay with this Brahmana's family. They are taking care of me so nicely. So, let me be with them. Please return. And then he started crying, screaming, no Gopal, it cannot be, because I am so much attached with you, I cannot stay without you. Then Gopal tried to pacify him. Look, sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishta, I am always within your heart. Matva srutir gyanam, I am giving you knowledge, taking away the knowledge, everything I am doing. So don't worry, I will be with you, but with my form, please return to this family and let them serve. So then Gopal somehow he managed to pacify this sannyasi, and he agreed, because he tried to pick up this Gopal from ground. And Gopal was so heavy, he was unable to move even. Then while he agreed, then Gopal became a light. And here in this family, Brahman, Brahmanis and his sisters, they were crying so much, the separation so much, they were, all of them fall unconscious. Then they are all of them, all three of them came in dream that Gopal, I am coming. Please be ready with food and water, because whole day long I didn't take anything. I want very much. So then the Gopal came with this sannyasi, brought him back, and they sobbed and they started taking care of this Gopal very nicely. Since then that Gopal is there. While Mahaprabhu heard this story, he lost his senses. So in this way, Lord always exhibit different pastimes for his devotee. A non-devotee always against what doesn't believe his activities, or sometimes they are very furious towards Lord, and Lord enjoy that part also. That's why it is related, Prabhupada's purport with this text, even they fought with this Lord also get delivered. They got this Sarupa Because Lord, to whom he considered my own only Lord, fight with them. So that means, Lord, here in this material world, in this cosmic manifestation, to give pleasure to his devotee, at the same time give suffering to the non-devotee. Non-devotee always suffer. For them, this material world is miserable and temporary. But for devotee, is a transcendental. Devotee enjoy his manifestation, his creation, including his annihilation also. Lord, maintain, create, maintain, and annihilate. All three, his devotee enjoy that. So, while some demon comes before the Lord, Lord enjoy that. Lord, that's for Lord's enjoyment. And while devotee also come before Lord, Lord enjoy the same. So Lord enjoy both. His supreme enjoyer. Vaktarang jagata pashwang sarva loko mahesaram suhridang sarva bhutanang ganta mang santi marichati. Only a person derive peace, pleasure in this material world who consider the Lord is the only enjoyer. He is being every living soul, including Maheswaram, Shiva. So, Lord presence, omnipotent presence, and they are happy. That person's only happy. Otherwise, everybody suffered. So Lord Chaitanya preached his mission to establish Lord Krishna and his different features, different pastimes, so that people in general will spend birth to death this pen with enjoyable mood. So, time is over, or I can continue? So Srila Prabhupada Mahaprabhu's mission, he preached around the globe so that whole world will be in good conscience. That way Srila Prabhupada sacrificed his life to help these earthly planets from famine, war, and strife. Specifically, he distributed Lord Chaitanya, who gave pure love of Krishna without discriminating high and low. He distributed his mission how to love Prem Pumartha Mahan. So, Prabhupada mission is that. So, whole world can enjoy with Prabhupada's mission. Any question, comments,
Hare Krishna. Krishna bestows mercy on devotees and demons alike. But those who are devotees, he gives special attention. But what exactly is the definition of demon? Just because a person is non-devotee, does he fall within the definition of a demon?
Demon always speaks against Krishna, doesn't accept Krishna's omnipotent presence, and always consider that his self is the superior than others. These are the demonic natures. And as Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, I never reveal before those namang duskritena mudha prapadyanti naradhama maya apaharita jnana asurang bhava marsita. These four types of person doesn't come to me, or they are all considered to be the demon. The rascal whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, mudha, prapadyantana, lower than mankind, antanaradhama, maya aparita jnana, asurang, demonic nature. Demonic natures always wants to fight, always quarreling natures, doesn't be peaceful, always disturbed to others. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, with his humility, he composed a song like Amar jibon sada pape rato nahi ko punner lesh porer udbeg diachi je koto diachi jiber kles nijo sukho lagi pape nahi dori dayahin sarthopor poro sukhe dukhe sada mithya bhashi poro dukho sukhokor. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he composed these songs in this way, that my life is continuing with sinful activities because always I disturb others. While I see someone is very happy, I get pain. I am feeling very sorrow. And while I see someone is sorrow, I feel very happy. So, in this way, my heart become a stone-hearted, and I always think to gratify my senses without considering others' suffering. So this is my nature. So this is demonic nature. Though Bhaktivinoda Thakur, with his great humility, he's composed like that. But this is always disturb others, always give pain to others. If see that someone is enjoying, he gets pain. If someone is suffering, he enjoy. That's the demonic nature. This is demon's nature, isn't it? Aseso jatona ridi majhe moro, and another thing also, so many things. Aseso jatona ridi majhe moro krodhi dambho porayon and pratistha lagiya sattho acharon tobo hoto nijo kami. That way Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that I get very angry, you know. Then he said another things also, that just to be worshipped or get, you know, pratistha, I do cheating acharan, means I act like a pretender. I pretend myself, that's also a demonic. Like Bhagavad Gita, there is one text, karma indriyani sanghyamma jo aste manushvas maran indriyatan bimuratma mithyacharo sa uchyate. One who restrains his mind, sense and organs of action, but whose mind dwells on sense of check, certainly deludes himself and is called a pretender. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, the pretender is also a demon. That's why it's a pratistha lagya satto acharan tabo hato nijo kami. He is also a demon. So these are the natures of demon.
Prabhu, in particular, you see, in material world we come across so many people who are extremely nice. They do not do any harm to others, except that they do not worship Krishna, they worship demigods. Will they also come within the definition of demons? You see, they do not even talk ill of Krishna.
Yeah.
They are very neutral.
Yeah.
But they don't worship Krishna.
They don't worship Krishna, but they are worshiping demigods. If they are perfectly they worship, then ultimately they are attaining Krishna. Krishna said, that all demigods are my servant. If anybody will render service to them, so ultimately the fruits will come from me. So that means they are worshipping Krishna unknowingly. Only those who are kamastatra hitajnana prapadyante anna devata. Those who are only by lust, influenced by the lust, they worship those demigods. Though they seem to be very gentleman, nice, but lusty natures are within. And worshippers of Krishna, Atma Indriya Priti Vancha Tare Vale Kam, Krishna Indriya Priti Vancha Dhare Premo Nam. Those who are Krishna's worshippers, that doesn't expect anything out of rendering service. Unalloyed devotion is a Krishna Bhakta. Pretending Krishna Bhakta, pretender Krishna Bhakta is very much available, but actual Krishna Bhakta is very rare. So similarly, that actual Shiva Bhakta, actual Brahma Bhakta, actual demigod Bhakta, they are all worshipper of Krishna. They are worshipping Krishna. Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Prabhu.
Prabhu, I appreciate your pronunciation is very clear and you read the purport very peacefully. I have one comment that when Krishna, in childhood of Krishna's pastimes, when he was at the lap of Mother Yashoda, that time the Kansa sent demon Trinavrata to kill Krishna. So that time that baby Krishna increased his weight, that Mother Yashoda was not able to hold anymore. She had to put down on the ground.
Yeah.
And then the worldwide demon came in the form of air, and the dust was raised all over in Vrindavan. And that time, again Krishna became light. That demon was able to carry him up. And after, again Krishna became heavier. Then Lord Krishna killed a Trinavrata demon.
Yeah. Anar Anuva Mahatobaniyan. That's his nature. If he wants, he can be very light. Yeah. If he wants, he could be very heavy. That's his nature.
Hare Krishna, which is a better form of bhakti, as a devotee or a virodha bhakti?
Yeah, as a devotee.
Reason.
Yeah.
Because even as a virodha bhakti, the Lord came himself to kill the people. So why should not I accept that and do that bhakti, and rather than going a process of devotee bhakti for generations together? I'll prefer to be a virodhi bhakti and invite the God to come for really, because I will always remember him as my enemy.
Actually, Krishna knows if someone rendered this kinds of attitude within, because he is the knowers of everything. So he will act accordingly, because he knows he is my devotee, actual devotee. So now he is revealing before me in this way. So Krishna will act the same way. Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Yes.
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, ye yatha vap pravadde taste vajavayam.
So, that is true. Krishna told means it is absolutely granted. So, Krishna doesn't mind. Je yathamang prapadyanti. Allowed. He has given independent. Somehow, if one gets associate with his devotee, like in Adi Purana, Krishna told to Arjuna, Yome bhakta janahe partha, name bhakta chote janaha, mad bhakta nam chaye bhakta, teme bhakta mamatha. Do de jathamang prapadyante, it's okay. But if someone is my devotee, always remembering, attending my lotus feet, if one will take shelter of this devotee, so he will get mercy from me very easily. That way Krishna said in Adi Purana. Otherwise, in whatever way one found, he can do that. But at the same time, Krishna has given information in different Puranas, Shruti, Sriti, Puranadi, Pancha Ratrik, Vidhing, Vina, Oikantik, Harir, Bhakti, Utpato, Devaya, Kalpati, and different bona fide scriptures are there, Je Jathamang Prapadyanta, but how to execute that, it is mentioned. Otherwise, if anybody wants anything, can do that. Doesn't make any difference for Krishna.
Hare Krishna. This is regarding Prabhuji's one query that should I can also become enemy. The thing is, if even Krishna, he wanted to find his enemy, who is competitor as compared to Krishna? Krishna wanted to fight also, but we are so insignificant that Krishna cannot think also of such a insignificant jivas. So that is why Krishna took choose his own personal associates like Jai Vijay and make him enemy. Yeah. But in our case, we cannot compare.
Right.
That is why we are so insignificant, and we only have one choice, just to surrender to Lord Sri Krishna and to enjoy in five relationship what we have: Sakya, Dasya, Shanta. But enemy is only chosen for Krishna's eternal associates. So we are not that much qualified to become enemy of Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Thank you for nice comments.
Hare Krishna. This is a small comment. That once His Holiness Girdhara Swami gave lecture in the temple, and he mentioned that Lord says that person who says he is my devotee, he is not my devotee.
Yeah.
But the person who is devotee of my devotee, he is my real devotee.
Yeah. That is the text. Yome bhakta janahe partha, name bhakta chote janaha, mad bhaktanam chaye bhakta, teme bhakta, mamata. Claims to be my devotee are not my devotee. Servant of my devotee are factually my devotee. Factual my devotee. That's in Adi Purana. It is there. Any other comments? Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki.